Today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought, we get into a principal that is apologizing for printing prom tickets or selling prom tickets that say party like it's 1776. Apparently some little whiny crybabies thought that was insensitive and politically incorrect. Well, too bad. Go find a safe space, you little hoodlums. I don't play that stuff here. The principal should have stood his ground. Stick with me, it'll be fine. And without further ado, because I keep going long on these, I don't mean to, I don't intend to, but my jaws take over and I just keep flapping my gums, so get right to it. Let's go to the People's Republic of New Jersey. There, a high school principal has apologized, has prostrated himself for, get ready kids, get ready, insensitive prom tickets. That's right. Apparently now, prom tickets can be triggering events. And not just when a pretty girl wears a pretty dress that looks Chinese to the prom and posts pictures and triggers little racist and little hate mongers on the left who accuse her of cultural appropriation. Now that young lady, I forget her name. I did a post on saluting her on my blog. But she did the right thing. She basically said, look, I'm not going to take the pictures down. I didn't mean to offend anybody. But use her words, not mine. Get over it, basically. It's a fucking dress. Thank you, young lady. Thank you. Bravo. Perfect response. That's what these bullies need to hear. Is tough, you know what? Piss off. Mind your own business. That's what the little bullies, the little brown shirts need. Now, we're talking here about Cherry Hill and the principal of Cherry Hill High School East. He's apologized for insensitive language on tickets for the upcoming senior prom. Oh, I wonder what he put on the tickets. It was insensitive. Apparently, the tickets urge students to party like it's 1776. Oh my God, in 1776, the Declaration of Independence was written and signed by the Founding Fathers, who risked everything they had, and some of them lost everything they had, including their own lives, their families, their property, everything, to found this country. And everybody today reaps the benefits great more than any other people of any other country in the world, because of that sacrifice. And no, the founders weren't perfect. There were things going on back then shouldn't have been going on, but they were. And yet, our founders gave us a country with a document, the Constitution, that could be utilized to fix the problems that they couldn't fix. And we owe them a debt of gratitude that really cannot be paid. The tickets, or the slogan on the tickets, I should say, prompted complaints, whining, bitching, moaning, groveling, snot-nosed little brats, so aggrieved, so offended, so victimized. They noted that not all communities can celebrate what life was like in 1776. Now, Principal Denise, excuse me, Dennis Perry, who really I told you about the high school girl, the Chinese dress, said, get over it, it's a fucking dress. Excuse the French, but sometimes the F word is useful. This is one case. Because Dennis Perry, the principal of Cherry Hill High School East, all I'm going to say is a 17-year-old girl that went to prom has bigger testicles, per se, than Dennis Perry. What he did the kids no favors. What he did was appease them, cave into them, instead of standing up and saying, look, something similar to what I said about the founders and the founding of the country. He could have done that, but he didn't. Well, instead, what he did was he groveled. He apologized. Oh, my God, let me put a Band-Aid on it, you poor baby. He taught them nothing about being tough, accepting things you don't like, learning to put things in perspective, a chance to educate and illuminate students went by the wayside because he was too busy playing CYA because he doesn't want negative publicity. Well, I'm going to give you all the negative publicity I can, Dennis Perry, because you're a disgrace to the human race, to anyone who has any influence on children. I tell my niece, who's 8 all the time, that life ain't fair. She asked me the other day, we were at Walmart, and she wanted to look at toys, so I let her look at toys. And she knows that there's no guarantee she's getting a toy. And this was like the second or third time recently we've been somewhere and I haven't gotten her a toy. Why don't you buy me toys? I said, I do. He said, yeah, but not all the time. I said, you don't get what you want all the time. And guess what? She's still happy-go-lucky 8-year-old playing with her action figures and, you know, her castles and drawing and doing all kind of stuff like 8-year-old kids do. See, she didn't get triggered. She didn't need a safe space. She learned a lesson. This principal had an opportunity to give these kids a lesson. Instead, he did this. I am writing to apologize for the hurt feelings this reference calls for members of our school family, wrote Perry. I especially apologize to our African-American students who I have let down by not initially recognizing the inappropriateness of this wording. Oh, God. What a pussy. Again, excuse my French, but what a walking, talking, groveling, whining, sorry excuse for a feline. Perry said all prom goers will receive commemorative tickets without the offensive language. Maybe it'll have one of him, a picture of him with his head up his ass. Because that's where his head is. If he thinks he did anything good for these kids, he paid them a grave disservice. You don't appease people every drop of a hat. Because they're going to follow you around dropping hats, waiting for you to appease them. It turns them into little bullies and then into bigger bullies. And along with the commemorative tickets, without that offensive language, I'm going to say this. Anybody who's offended by thinking of the founding of this country is an idiot. They're not of a different opinion. They're not ill-educated. They're idiots. Oftentimes, they're far over-educated. They're educated beyond their hat size. And they're walking, talking, babbling proof of the term indoctrination rather than education. Perry also vowed the school will make changes to produce well-thought-out, appropriate communications. In other words, what are you going to do? Go around and check with all the bullies? Dear, can I say this? I know I'm your principal. I'm supposed to be a guiding adult figure, an authority figure. But can I do this, please? No? Okay, I'm sorry. I want to go stick my head up my ass again. Seriously, what a disgrace. Even for the state of New Jersey, which is about as disgraceful as states get. Of course, a civil rights advocate, also known in my world as a race pimp, praised the principal's action, but called for increased awareness of cultural diversity. He said, I believe that Perry handled the situation, said Danny Elmore, who's a vice president for the Cherry Hill African American Civic Association. I wonder how many times Danny Elmore has actually been to Africa. In fact, I want to know how many times people who insist on being called African American have been to Africa. I wonder how many people who insist on using the term Asian American realize that Thai and Filipino and Vietnamese and Japanese, Korean, they're all different. Different languages, different different viewpoints, different styles, different looks, different. There's differences. It's like everyone who looks yellow is Asian. They're all alike. No, they're not. Everybody who's black isn't alike. This is identity politics gone so far past the extreme. Elmore, the race pimp, continued, we lose out when we do not know who our neighbor is. Well, how could you know who your neighbor is, Mr. Elmore? Apparently all you care about is their skin color and yours. Stop it. Get over your pigmentation, for God's sake. I don't care what color you are. Why do you? Color doesn't define you. Color doesn't define me. Our ideology, our personality, our sense of humor, things like that that actually matter, those things define us, Mr. Elmore. Now, Mr. Elmore noted an uproar last year when the school staged Ragtime, a musical that included the N-word. I don't know, the FCC or somebody may come after me if I say the N-word even at a higher volume. Maybe I have to whisper it now. We have to whisper the N-word now. We can't even say the word out loud. We have to whisper it, maybe. What other words can't we use anymore? Cotton? Can't reference Eli Whitney in school, the inventor of the cotton gin? Because the word cotton is in the cotton gin? I mean, how far down the road are we going to go? How far? It is very sad, folks. And it's sad that people who are put in position, given the honor of being in a position of authority, and to be a leader, don't lead. They cave. Lloyd Henderson also weighed in on this. Now, you're probably saying, who the hell is Lloyd Henderson? Well, he's president of the Camden County NAACP. By the way, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. When is the NAACP going to boycott itself for having the word colored in its name? Isn't that racist? How dare you, NAACP, you racist bastards. He called the tickets another example that the culture at Cherry Hill East is one where the African-American students' needs are not considered along with the rest of the school. Well, everybody today, Mr. Henderson, benefits from what the founders did. Even you. Of course, you've chosen to take whatever talents you have and invest highly in your own career in the perpetual grievance industry. The racially offended industrial complex, we might call it. You are the ones who give these kids these horrible examples. Stop poisoning these kids' minds with skin color obsession. Racial obsession syndrome is an ugly thing. But Mr. Henderson did take some solace in the fact that Mr. Perry immediately groveled and prostrated. I mean, recognized and acknowledged the insensitivity of the comment. There's nothing insensitive about the comment. First place, it's just a whatever. It's just a name that anybody would come up with. And I bet you most people who heard it never were offended. But they don't count. It's the whiners and the malcontents and the miscreants who get the attention. And they get groveled to. They get sucked up to. You know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, in mechanics, that makes sense. In society, it doesn't. Of course, this high school is racist because only 6.2% of the students are black. 62.2%, that's 10 times for you math whizzes, for whites, and 22.4% for Asians. Hispanics represented a 5.9% share. So, basically, it's a lily white school, which makes it racist. It's bad. Again, this principal just absolutely failed these kids. These kids are going to have to live in the real world one day. This doesn't help them prepare. It helps them get ready to be constant, continuous pains in the ass of everyone else in the world. Perry, the ballless principal, also said he has vowed to make changes to ensure that a diverse group of people will view all information before it is distributed from the school. So you got to have the brown shirts approve, right? You're going to go grovel to the little brown shirts. Can we please say this? Is this okay? God, how do you live without balls, Mr. Perry? He also thanks members of our school community for their caring and thoughtful conversation while discussing this sensitive issue. There's nothing sensitive about it unless you have a real problem. The people offended by this have a problem. Okay? Don't cater to them. Correct the problem. The principal noted this. Students won't even need the tickets to enter the prom. So why do you have tickets? Why? We're going to sell tickets, but you don't need a ticket to get in. It's like Starbucks. You can come in and you can piss anywhere you want to, and you can loiter and do whatever. You don't have to buy anything because we're Starbucks. We're going to have sensitivity training later. I believe it's this month. Is it the 29th of May? By the way, I'm trying to watch the hockey game during a slow time at work this evening. And it's on NBC Sports Network. So during one of their breaks, their commercial comes on by MSNBS. And they're going to have a special town hall about racism in America, because they haven't race pimped enough at MSNBS. And they're going to have the benighted Julie Reed, the one who almost got fired, probably should have gotten fired for extremely homophobic remarks in some of her old blog posts. Ones that she forgot about. No, I don't think I put that there. I think I've been hacked. No, Joy, you're a despicable hate monger. But we've known that for a long time. In fact, the comments that Joy Reid made were less offensive than anything you can hear on pretty much any of her shows on MSNBS. I urge you to watch to see how hateful this woman is and how ignorant. But also, I must warn you, bring a vomit bag. It's pretty disgusting stuff. Now, that's it for me, folks. Again, I'm going to try to cut this short. My voice is going. I was hoping this Flipside Red IPA by Sierra Nevada would help. Not so far. But hopefully it will. I appreciate listening. Appreciate the patronage. Whenever you listen, good night. God bless. If you're left, you just ain't right. And adults, be good to kids by being a good example for them. Correct them when they're wrong. And oh yeah, go Gators. Now somebody give me some damn Robitussin.